AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. and Israel continue to pound Iran in a campaign President Trump says will likely take weeks. Sagar Magani has more.
The president says the initial projection was 4 to 5 weeks.
But we have capability to go far longer than that.
He says Iran's nuclear and missile programs pose a direct threat to the U.S.
This was our last best chance to strike what we're doing right now and eliminate the intolerable threats posed by this sick and sinister regime.
Iran has long threatened to drag the region into total war if attacked, including targeting Israel, Gulf Arab states, and the crude oil flow. All of those have come under attack today, and the lack of an apparent exit plan for the U.S. and Israel sets the stage for a prolonged fight. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least 6 U.S. service members confirmed killed so far. The Iranian Red Crescent Society says at least 555 people killed in Iran. In Israel, 11 people were killed in locations hit by Iranian missiles, while Israeli strikes against Hezbollah killed dozens of people in Lebanon. 3 people reported killed in the United Arab Emirates and 1 each in Kuwait and Bahrain. Meanwhile, John Gambrell reports.
Kuwait accidentally shot down 3 American fighter jets as they were engaged against Iran in open air-to-air combat. This attack saw the Iranians actually fly fighter jets themselves into that country alongside drones and missile fire. That's according to U.S. Military Central Command that says all the pilots on board safely bailed out and are now receiving medical care.
In other news, the federal courts rejected the Trump administration's attempt to slow the refunding of billions of dollars worth of tariffs that the Supreme Court struck down as illegal. And Today Show host Savannah Guthrie and her sister returned to their mother's home outside Tucson for the first time since Nancy Guthrie went missing a month ago. This is AP News. You may have noticed it at the gas station, the Iran war having a big impact on financial markets, says Sutel with the AP Markets Report.
Crude oil prices rose sharply on worries that war with Iran could clog the flow of crude, while stocks swung from sharp losses to small gains on Wall Street. The S&P 500 recouped an early loss Monday and finished with a gain of less than 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 73 points, that's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Airlines and cruise operators ended lower. United Airlines fell about 3%. Norwegian Cruise Lines fell more than 10%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Bond investors worried that higher energy prices could make inflation worse. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.04%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.